I just threw up on the bus. Breakfast came back in a rush. I blew up so fast and furious, and I don't think I'm done.
Timber. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your lung nuts. Such a phone loser. Beckons you, sorry about that, Dean. But don't you read?
I kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
It
or are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
D-tember. Girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls. He loves phones. Only phones.
Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your lung nuts. Such a phone loser. Beckons you, sorry about that, Dean. But don't you read?
I kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
It
or are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
D-tember. Girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls.
I bet after hearing that song, you can't guess what kind of show we're going to do today. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to let you figure it out as we go along. Anyway, hi, everyone. This is the Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, Roy. This is a secret show that only people like you can hear. You know, people who support the show and people who get the link from someone else and listen to it for free. Bunch of jerks. Today is October 11th, 2015, and the sponsor of today's show is Brown Magic. Usually Brown Magic just monitors the electrical usage for the show during each show to make sure that the power consumption is at acceptable levels, but today he's actually sponsoring a show, so thank you Brown Magic for that. I have an update related to the last Carding episode. I got this email from Metal, or Meadle as Laugh Track Matt would call him, but Metal says, Brad, thanks for calling Robbie the Pin Thief. Hopefully you guys remember that one. I'm pretty sure it was in the last show. If not the last show, it was in the show before the last show. But I called Robbie at his work, and I said that I broke into his car because I saw my pin sitting on the passenger seat of his car. And I know he was weirded out, but I really wasn't sure how he felt about it. You know, it didn't seem like he got that upset. But Metal gives me an update. He says that Robbie was so angry he was shaking right after the call, then was still pissed off for hours after that. He even called into work to get security footage of his cubicle pulled. Luckily, I heard the show and told him I set it up. He is still a little angry, but it was so worth it. Our coworkers all loved the show and agreed that I should not be fucked with because I have a seriously disturbed friend. I took that as a compliment for both of us. And I do too, Metal. And he says thanks again. So thanks, Metal, for that update. And thanks for making Robbie so angry that he was shaking right after the call. That's pretty great. I take no responsibility for when Robbie comes into your workplace with a machine gun and kills everybody in the office, starting with you. It's not my fault. You told me to do this. Anyway, let's get on with the show. I'm not sure what we're going to do today. Who knows? Maybe I'll do some requests, or maybe I'll call some gym customers, or I don't know. Maybe we'll just start with this.
Roy, I've been calling you for 3 days, and you still yet to return my call.
Oh, no.
You left a note on my truck about hitting it or whatever. Either you give me a call back, or I'm going to just go ahead and file a police report.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That was 2 days ago. It looks like there's one from 3 days ago, too.
Hey, I got your note yesterday off of my truck. I'd like for you to give me a call back. If not, I'll keep trying to call you.
And holy crap, there's about 20 missed calls in here from him. He's really been trying to get a hold of me.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your truck.
Yeah. So, what did you do? Just sideswipe it, or?
Oh, no. I wrote ding on there. I'm not sure if that's even the right word. My son, he's 7 years old. I guess he just thought it'd be funny. I turned around and he was like urinating on your door handle on your truck.
Okay.
So yeah, there's just urine all over your door handle. I hope it didn't eat through your paint or anything.
No, I give the truck to my 16-year-old. He was driving. Where'd that happen at? McDonald's or somewhere?
I think that may have been it. We were out a lot of places that day. So it wasn't you that touched the door handle covered in pee? It was your son?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on because it was pouring down rain, so that's all we got off the note is sorry and your name and number.
There was probably pee on the underside of the handle still. So your son still got a big handful of pee when he opened his door.
Nice.
Yep. I thought it was funny, to be honest. I high-fived my 7-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I guess, I didn't know what was going on, because it looked like he had white marks all the way down the side of his truck. We thought somebody sideswiped it.
Oh, no, he probably did that himself, and he's probably just trying to blame it on the ding note. Your son's such a liar.
Do what?
Your son's such a liar. He's just trying to blame that on me. Nope, we just peed on your car, that's all.
So you're saying my son's nothing but a liar?
Yeah, pretty much. It sounds like it. If he's trying to blame those white marks on me, because I didn't do that.
Okay.
Yep.
So you think it's funny because somebody pisses all over somebody else's car?
Well, I don't know. It was pretty funny at the time, but, you know, I just think my son's so cute and everything he does is cute, so... Maybe it's just me. It's just the dad and me thinks it's cute. I took a picture as it was happening.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And you wasn't man enough to come in and say something when it happened.
Well, I didn't know I didn't know who the truck belonged to.
He was in McDonald's.
Well, what am I going to do? Ask everyone in there if they own the truck that we just peed on?
Yeah.
No.
That's callous.
What?
Put a freaking note on somebody's car and just walk away. That's vandalism.
It's not vandalism. I left a note.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Vandalism.
No, you're an idiot. That's not vandalism.
Do you think? Because I've already made a police report.
Well, I left a note.
It's vandalism. They are going to get a hold of you. And now that you think it's so freaking funny and my kid's nothing but a liar, I'm going to press it.
Well, he is kind of a liar if he's saying those white marks are from me. He probably cites...
I wish he was right here in front of me.
He's probably a shitty...
I'm a kid a liar. And that's going to be the worst that could ever happen to you.
He's probably just a shitty driver. He probably sideswiped something. He's probably like a girl driver, you know?
Dude, you were so lucky, I swear.
Why am I lucky?
because you bad-mouth my kid, you're just lucky you're not standing in front of me.
Oh, at least my son doesn't have pee all over his hands like yours.
That's all right, because the police has already made a report, and we will find out, and then we'll press vandalism charges.
There's no vandalism. It's just pee. It's just urine. It's harmless.
Do you know spitting, urinating, or anything on anybody is a federal offense?
Oh, I spit on his car, too, on his truck.
Yeah,
after I high-fived my son, I'm like, poo, just spit all over his truck. Like, fuck this guy.
Really?
He's going to get pee all over his handle anyway. It's okay because it was raining.
Yeah.
I don't think that law applies when it's raining.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I guess we will, motherfucker.
Yeah. Dude, you're just so fucking lucky I don't know where you're at.
You're lucky I don't know where you are.
I'm right here in Seaman. I'll tell you where I'm at.
You're in Seaman? What?
That's right. Right here where you piss all over my truck.
I didn't piss all over your truck. That was my son. What are you going to do, press charges against a 7-year-old?
Well, if you ain't man enough of a parent to keep him from doing something like that, that's a worthless fucking parent.
Well, I don't know. It was pretty funny, so I just high-fived him. He's probably going to piss on more trucks now, because I thought it was hilarious. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, that's good. Just hope I don't ever fucking see you.
Why? What would happen if you saw me?
Well, you'd find out. Promise you.
What would I find out? That almost sounds like a threat, which seems like it would be more of a...
No, it's not a threat. It's a promise.
Oh, okay.
You sit there and talk bad about my kid and shit like that and don't even know him?
Well, that sounds more illegal than peeing on someone's truck, making threats over the phone.
Well, good.
So I'm going to counter-call the police on you.
And then cool.
You're going to be in big trouble.
That's good. I like being in trouble.
Good.
What's the piece of shit?
What's that? I didn't hear that.
You said you're a worthless piece of shit.
Oh, okay. It's hard to hear you on your stupid hobo phone. Like, where'd you get your phone?
Yeah.
You get it at Walmart?
Yeah.
Is it one of those Walmart
exactly
cell phone plans?
It.
Your phone is shittier than that truck. Why didn't you get your son a good car? Can't
Dude,
you afford it?
Shut the fuck up.
Can't you afford it?
I got enough money to fucking bury you.
Really? Why is he driving that piece of shit truck with white marks down the side?
Yeah.
Don't you love your son?
Apparently I love mine more than you do, and you can tell you can control him.
No, I thought it was hilarious.
I can't control my kid.
I gave him a high five. I bet you never give your son high fives.
Yeah.
Oh, the truth hurts. That made him hang up. I bet you he's going to make a real effort from now on to high five his son more often.
Hi, I got a note saying that you hit my car. I just want to thank you for leaving the note, but if you could give me a call back at 781. Thank you. Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yep.
Yep, that was me.
Do you know exactly where you hit it?
Well, no, I didn't say I hit it. Maybe I used the wrong word in there. Like, I turned around and my son was peeing on your door handle.
Oh, the damage wasn't really on my door handle.
No, that's where he was, like, peeing on your door handle. We didn't hit your car. He was just peeing all over the door handle. Because he thought it would be funny, like, you know, you come out and you open your door and you got pee all over your hands.
Oh, okay.
So it was just a joke.
Why were you in Massachusetts?
What?
Why were you in Massachusetts?
What do you mean? We live here.
You live in Washington, because I'm getting a call from Washington right now.
Oh, okay, you idiot. It's just my cell phone number. I kept my phone number when I moved to Massachusetts 5 years ago.
It's not my cell phone number. It's by your location.
What? Don't you know how phone numbers work?
Yeah.
You know you can take your Massachusetts phone number and you can travel across the country and your number will stay the same.
I know that.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing. I have a Washington number, dummy. Anyway, my son peed all over your doorknob, and you got it all over your hands. And she hung up. God. Why is she arguing about my phone number?
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that you got pee all over your hands, so that's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yes, great.
Okay, just so you know, pee on your hands.
Okay, thanks.
You probably touched your face after you touched your door handle, so you got pee all over your face, too.
Probably not.
No, you probably did. I bet you did. Bet you did. Anyway, I just wanted to say sorry that, you know, we did that.
Well, it says that you dinged my car, not your son peed on it.
Well, maybe I just don't understand what ding means. I thought it meant peeing on someone's door handle.
I guess not.
Yeah, but what do you know? You don't even understand how cell phones work.
Hi, Roy. This is Bruce. I'm the guy with the Prius. Give me a call back, area code 510. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but it would be good to hear from you, and I appreciate the note. So talk to you a bit later, I hope. Don't call any time after, say, maybe 10:30 tonight Pacific time. Bye-bye.
I wish it was later. I'd love to call him after 10:30. Just to be a rebel.
Hello?
Hey, Bruce. It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, pardon me. That was the hello of expecting this to be a robocall or something, or somebody trying to sell me insurance.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
It's very good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. You too.
It speaks well for you.
Okay.
So, you're the guy that bumped into me and disappeared?
Yeah. Well, I didn't bump into you. I was leaving the note on your windshield that said that I dinged your car, and I had my wedding ring on, and it just kind of scratched the windshield. So that's what I meant by ding.
No, there's... Okay. I mean, doubly thing. There was a fellow who had slightly banged my... Very slight damage to my... I'll go out and check, but I haven't even noticed it, so...
Yeah.
It can't be very much, but I'm really... In this day and age, very few people have a sense of honor and responsibility, so I was just blown away by the fact that somebody was good enough to do that.
Huh.
So I don't even see which window, just out of curiosity.
It was the right under the note that said I dinged your car.
Oh.
As I was leaving.
Oh, I mean, on the front window? I can't even... Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll see it somewhere or another.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to replace the front window, and somebody who... One of the rare people who actually have a sense of honor, I'm hardly going to give you a bad time about anything except to compliment you in your honesty.
Oh, well, thank
but
you.
But I don't even... I'm not even sure if that's... No, that's just scratches.
Yeah, as I was leaving the note, it just... My wedding ring just kind of slammed into the window and left a mark.
Oh, well, what was your... Well, then why would you leave the note before you'd made the damage?
Oh, well, I was leaving the note to tell you about the damage. About the damage to the window that I left, that happened while I was leaving the note.
Okay, but I don't see... I was up late last night, and I'm not as clear of mind as I ought to be, I guess. But I would have thought you'd... There must have been some... damage before you wrote the note, or you wouldn't have written the note.
Oh, no, I was writing the note to let you know about the damage, and that's when the damage happened, is while I was leaving the note, while I set the note under the windshield.
Okay, well, I'm not sure I quite understand it, but I've even looked at the window, and I can't notice any big problem, and I very much appreciate your honesty, and I don't think there's anything...
And my honor.
...you need to do... Yes, I take that very seriously. Thank you very much for being so straightforward, and there's nothing more you need to do except compliment yourself on
okay.
balance.
Well, I don't appreciate all the sarcasm, you motherfucker.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm sorry. Maybe
things have gotten
so bad that you think sincere compliment is meant to be sarcasm.
You don't have to yell at
me.
I'm
not being sarcastic
in the slightest. You can stop yelling at me, okay?
Seriously.
I don't need to be yelled at.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cause you any problem. I'm not being sarcastic.
It's okay. It's fine. I'll get over it.
Okay. Good
All
luck.
Right. All right. Bye, honey. Bye, honey, baby. Bye, honey, baby, sweetheart. Well, at least he understood the weirdness of leaving the note before the ding, even though he didn't get mad about it.
Hey, Roy, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Looking at a letter here, you left it on my car about hitting it or something in the parking lot. If you can give me a call back.
Letter.
630. I'd like to talk to you about it, see if we can figure something out. I did look, and I actually do see where you hit it, and I'm really looking forward to getting this squared away. I have State Farm, so I don't know if you happen to have State Farm, it'll definitely speed up the process.
Why so, would that yeah, again, speed anything up?
Please give me a call. Thank you. Bye.
How does that speed things up in any way that we have the same insurance company? That'd be like, oh, well, you know, I have a Ford, and I notice you have a Ford, so that's going to really speed things up here.
Hello.
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Where at?
On the windshield, like under the wiper.
Oh. This is the, you got to hit my car?
Yeah, that was me.
Huh. Yeah, I looked, like, where did you hit it? Because I can't find any damage.
Oh, it's just along the side somewhere. I hit it several times with a golf ball.
With a golf ball?
Yeah, my friend and I, we were playing, it's like a form of miniature golf, but it, you know, we do trick shots off of cars and stuff. And I kept messing up my...
In the loop.
Huh?
In the loop.
Yeah. I kept messing up my shot off of your car, so I kept having to do it over and over. So it's a bunch of dents.
What the hell? Dude, what, you were playing miniature golf in the loop.
Yeah.
The loop, the city.
Yeah.
Or my car.
It's just a thing we do, me and my friend Chad. We're just doing trick shots, and, you know, we stand on top of cars and, like, you know, shoot the golf balls as far as we can.
If there's damage, man, like, do you have insurance?
Yeah, I have State Farm.
State Farm. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's what I have.
Oh, that should make it really easy, since we have the same insurance companies. Thank God I don't have Geico, because that would just make...
Deductibles, like, what's your... Well, I guess I don't really care, because you're... Have you contacted them yet? Because I haven't called him yet, so I didn't even see any damage.
Oh, well, if there's no damage, it's fine then. We were just throwing golf balls at your car.
Golf balls? Nobody, what about the public? I mean, this is like in the city, the loop, you know, right across from the Chase building?
Yeah, we weren't like, I don't know, we weren't, it wasn't like real golf, it's just miniature golf.
Miniature golf in the loop?
Like, I do.
What kind of crap is that?
Me and Chad do. We do it all the time. But, you know, I was doing...
How old are you?
I'm 42. I was doing a trick shot off of your
42
car.
42 playing miniature golf across from the Chase building in the loop.
There's no age limit for miniature golf.
That is asinine.
Well, I think it's asinine
well,
that you think...
Maybe you ought to think about that. If you're hitting people's cars with golf balls,
it's all
that's
in,
fucking stupid.
It's all in good fun, though. It's fine.
All in good fun. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe,
I appreciate you calling me back, but that's just ridiculous. I've never heard anything.
Maybe
like that.
You need to play some miniature golf. It'll calm your nerves.
I'm calm, man.
You're not calm. You're like cursing at me, and you're angry. You need to play some miniature golf.
This is not miniature golf. Isn't my thing, man.
You're gonna get an ulcer, man.
This is fucking ridiculous. Who the fuck? Wait a minute. All right, this must be some kind of trick, because who talks to someone like this?
Well, you're the one, you started it, you're cursing at me.
I started it. What is this shit? Who is this?
My name's Roy.
Roy.
My friend Chad and I were playing miniature golf around your car, and I kept hitting your car repeatedly with a golf ball.
Repeatedly hitting my car.
I thought it left dents, but I guess it's fine.
Why would you even leave a note, and then tell me you repeatedly hit my car.
Because I'm an honest person, unlike you.
Honest, unlike me. What kind of shit is that? How am I unhonest?
I don't know.
Or dishonest,
You just got me all upset the way you're being an asshole right now.
An asshole? All right.
Okay. Just hung right up. Okay, I'm going to call him back and see why he did that. That was an idea from Gonzo, by the way. Gonzo said, say I hit their car playing car park golf.
Hello?
What'd you hang up for?
This is bullshit. I'm not having this conversation. Thanks for calling. Thanks for fucking up my car.
Your face is bullshit.
Stop playing golf.
If I see your car again, I'm going to hit it with a golf club.
You're an idiot. I don't know who the hell you think you are, but you got some nerve fucking talk. You shouldn't even call me if you're going to talk like that to me. Man.
You started it. You were cursing
at
me.
You're talking to.
You were cursing
you
and yelling.
Who the fuck you're talking to. Yeah, you have no idea who you're talking
to. Oh, really? Are you an important person?
My neighbor's the chief of police.
Is he Andy Anderson?
Fucking, yeah, all right. I'm recording this number.
You are? Okay.
We're gonna put some sort of trace. Keep talking. I'm gonna trace.
Oh, okay. So like the longer I talk, it'll help you trace the. Okay, he's gone. Oh man, I'm scared now. I had no idea who I was talking to until he told me that. And then I'm like, oh shit, I'm fucked now. What do I do? Anyway, thanks Gonzo for that idea. That was fun. Just because this is a secret show doesn't mean you're not gonna hear voicemails. I have voicemails for you guys to hear.
Hey, Brad. I was wondering about the car names. I have a friend who happens to drive a very nice Lamborghini Murcielago. I would like to place a note on his car. Would it be rational for me to even place such a possibly bad note on such a nice, beautiful car? I just want your opinion before I accidentally fuck shit up and get into trouble. Thanks. Have a nice day. Cactus.
Why wouldn't you put a note on a Lamborghini if you could get away with it? What a dumb question. But you're too late. You left this on, I think, like the very last day of Ding Timber. So you're too late. Got to do it next year. Next Ding Timber first. Leave notes on as many Lamborghinis as possible.
Hey, Roy. This is Han Solo. I wanted to know if you could play my favorite carding call. I think it was Carlito's nephew. If you could do that, that'd be great. Thank you. Bye.
I would be happy to play whatever it is you're talking about, but I have no idea what that is. Carlito's nephew? What is that? I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe that's something that's just on Carlito's site. If you want to point me to it, I'll play it on a future show, but I don't know which one that is.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, Corbin
guy. Oh, I almost
guy.
Sounded like Matt Hillock there for a second.
Did you?
No, response.
This voicemail is 2.5 minutes long. I'm betting that I will last maybe 30 seconds to a minute of it before I stop playing it.
The phone message.
No offense, Corbin guy.
I don't always drunk dial or drunk phone.
This sounds like a Sean Connery meme.
Drunk phone.
I didn't hear what you said.
Phone. I don't always drunk dial.
Sorry.
Or drunk phone. I do drunk phone, and that's the best time to do it. And I'm sorry about the excessiveness. Sometimes I pill phone. Yeah, because my medication kind of.
Blame it on the medication. Whatever.
So there's your answer. I'm not always drunk. Sometimes I'm just high on medication. Yay! cancer. Anyhow.
All right, it's been 1 minute.
What was I going to say?
1 minute and 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Metric. Yeah, metric and standard. And, yes.
Oh, he's going to answer a question. This is amazing.
Correct.
There are
metric and there are standards. And,
in cars, though? In lug nuts?
Strip. Lug nut with metric and standard. But hey, you know what? Hooray! Dingtober's over!
He says in my latest Ding episode of the Snowplow Show.
Step Dinger or whatever. God, finally, Halloween is coming around the corner.
All right, bye, Corbin. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, what's up, Brad? I was actually listening to your last carding thing, but I'm going to make this quick because I have to pee, and I don't think you want to hear me pee on air.
Oh.
So, like,
why not?
Lug nuts, they actually come in different sizes. That's why you'll see, like, a four-way tire iron. So you'll have mostly, it's usually, like, 19 or three-quarter size, and they do strip. It's happened. I've seen it. But also, I'm not the only one that wants the LP, so make it happen, Brad.
I will.
Please?
Okay, I'm done with voicemails now, I think. I looked through all the voicemails for Carding-related voicemails, and there aren't any more. Before we get back into the calls, though, I'm going to read you guys some, you know, those websites where, you know, if you get called by a telemarketer or a scammer or something, you can tell these websites what it was that called you. You know, people want to know, oh, why am I trying to explain this? You guys know what this is. Anyway, when I do a Google search on the Carding voicemail number, I was kind of wondering what comes up for other people when they do a Google search on my number and then they find out, you know, what's going on with it. So I was wondering what comes up when people Google the Carding voicemail number. You know, what comes up to lead them to phone losers. And I looked at the descriptions on one of these websites. It's 800notes.com. And there are all these notes on my phone number, on the Carding voicemail number. This first one, I kind of think this one's fake. But some guy named Joel, says his name was Roy. He damaged my car when he started kicking it repeatedly because he was mad with his wife. Then he made up with his wife on top of my Audi and left me a note with his number and name. I know this because I left him a voicemail and he called back and told me. This is obviously fake because it's from November of 2013 and the Audi thing happened, I think, 2 years before that, probably. I think, maybe. He called me back a second time asking for money to buy his bath salts and for him to snort, told me his wife had been picked up for prostitution, and called my father a blank blank blank, it says. He actually wanted me to pay for the repair work on my car that he caused, All right, this one's fake. Never mind. Let's go on to the next one. Someone named Daryl in December 2014. That's back when I was doing Cardings the last time. This guy, Roy, left a note on my car also claiming that he hit my car. I called him and left a message. He called back saying he poured a bucket of ticks on the grill of my car because he wanted them to be warm. This guy is a creepy person who needs to be interviewed by the police department. This incident occurred in Crestwood, Missouri. I'm a bit nervous not knowing how this guy looks, and my car is too expensive for someone to tamper with. I did file a police report, but the cop said there wasn't enough to follow up on. So that one's pretty great if that's real. There's a reply to his from Unknown. It says, I also had the same incident. Said he stood up on the hood of my car to get better cell phone reception. I called him asking what decent human being does something like this. And he said, well, I didn't have cell service and I needed to get better reception. He said, and it worked, with a chuckle. I then proceeded to ask him how he was going to pay for this, and he said he did not have any sort of insurance. This happened on December 22nd in Tigard, Oregon. Here's one from about a month ago, which I'm pretty sure is fake. It says, I found a note on my car with this number saying that he damaged it. I called the number, and when he called back, he said he threw a go-cup out the window and it hit my car. Apparently, he was mad because he said he got dog poop in his hair when he was lying on his neighbor's lawn looking at the stars. I'm not sure if there's any damage to my car except for the time I scraped into the stupid barricade at the College Avenue crosswalk. I'm gonna guess that that one might be fake, but who knows for sure. Here's one from just a couple weeks ago. It says, this incident happened in Port Angeles, Washington. Roy left me a note on my truck saying he dinged my truck and for me to call him. He didn't answer my call, so I left him a message to call me back. He called me 3 days later telling me he'd lifted my truck up in the air using a forklift and it fell over on its side. He and his partner, in quotes, what does that mean? Him, okay, never mind. Uprighted the truck using the forklift and ropes to pull it over. I asked why he would do such a thing, and he said he acted on a $20 bet from his partner that he couldn't lift my truck in the air at least 2 feet before it fell over. He lost the bet and felt that I owed him the $20 that he lost. I asked him for insurance information, and he told me that he had State Farm Insurance Policy Number 3. I remember this one. I called the local State Farm Insurance Company, and of course they have no record of Roy Zherbel, spelled Zherble, something. But they did find this website for me, noting that there are several other incidents with this Roy person. I have notified the police. If you get a notice on your vehicle with this phone number on it, contact the police. Do not call him. And then the last comment is from someone that calls themselves the police. And this happened on October 3rd of this year. And it says, this is a scam. The owner of the phone is a radio host by the name of Brad Carter out of Oregon. Brad Carter instructed people via his radio channel to post notes on people's vehicles, and when they call back, they get cussed out or fussed at. There is no damage, and anyone can place a random note on your vehicle slash door. There is no need to return calls to the number. Damn you, police, giving away my tricks and stuff. And as I scroll down on Google, I don't really see... I mean, there's a bunch of those websites where you can read the notes, but I only see one YouTube video that leads directly back to me. It's one of my own YouTube videos, and I put the phone number on it. That was dumb of me. But I'm definitely, next year when I do Ding Timber again, I'm going to change that phone number. So the phone number that we have right now will not exist anymore next year when I do this. I've definitely got to get a new phone number to help me fool people easier. I'm going to do that every year. New phone number every year. No more keeping the same phone number for 5 years straight to do the same prank with. Let's get back to the show. This next part is going to be a live show that happened. I think this might be part of the live show I did right after I did the shoe calls. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't really remember because both of these segments happened on separate days about a week ago. But all of the calls you heard a while ago, those were not live. These next calls, I'm pretty sure these are all from a live show I did on the air where I got ideas from the chat room. So here it is. Here is the rest of the show.
Hi, Roy. This is Savannah. You had accidentally hit my car a couple weeks ago at Lock and Terra and you left me a note, but I had misplaced the note with your phone number, and I just found it recently, so that's why I'm just getting back to you. If you could get back to me at this number, 210, it'd be really appreciated. Thank you.
Heisenberg says 210 was his. He did a lot of expensive cars in 210.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note in your car. Some girl left me a message about it.
Oh, that was my daughter.
Okay.
That's my daughter.
Okay.
So... yeah, I appreciate you doing that. Very nice. Most people wouldn't do that, so.
Oh, they probably would.
Yeah, I guess you, not very many people would do it.
Yeah.
But
what do you know, though?
I guess, did you hit the door out at Lock and Terra?
Yeah, well, no, actually, the car was chasing me. I think her car is like Christine, because I did run it over with a bulldozer, but then it just kind of, it fixed itself, it repaired itself right before my eyes. I was watching it. It completely repaired itself, and it was trying to run me over.
Her car was trying to run you over?
Yes, and there was nobody driving it. Like, nobody. I walked right up to it and looked in, and there's nobody inside of it.
And that's why when you left a note on Savannah's car?
Yeah, I was beating the shit out of her car with a golf club. But it started...
Where were you?
At the Savannah's whatever thing.
At Lock and Terra?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I was beating the shit out of her car with a golf club, and the car was chasing me, trying to kill me. It killed my friends. But I ran it over with a bulldozer.
Good Lord.
But then it came back
to
the
life. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know, and then it just fixed itself. Like, there's no killing it.
Huh. Well, her car still has a dent in it, but I thought you were just leaving the note. Because you, Ben, I thought maybe you hit it with a door or something.
Oh, no, I didn't hit it with my car or anything. I hit it with a bulldozer, but I was just renting the bulldozer. I lured it into Darnell's garage and trapped it inside, and I ran it over with the bulldozer a whole bunch, but it just fixed itself, you know?
Okay. Huh. Well, we appreciate you leaving the note, but thank you for doing that.
Okay, well, the dent...
I hope your car's okay.
I may have done it. I may have done the dent... But, I mean, I ran over the car several times with the bulldozer, and it was completely flattened
and
trashed.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It just has a dent on the door.
Okay.
So.
Well, I wonder why the dent didn't fix itself.
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, that's very weird.
I don't know.
Huh.
Well, but, yeah, if it didn't, maybe it will fix itself later. If it doesn't, then we'll call you back.
Okay, yeah, if it doesn't, just call me back. I'll give you my insurance information.
Well, who's your insurance company?
State Farm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call you, Roy, if something else.
Who's yours?
If it doesn't, maybe it'll just. If the rest of the car picks itself, maybe that little dent will.
What's your insurance company?
The dent left. USAA.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for leaving that note.
Okay. Bye.
I'll look at it when it gets back.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, take care of yourself. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye. Just hang up. Jesus Christ.
What?
You heard me. Just hang up the fucking phone. Jesus.
Okay.
We don't have to,
right,
we don't have to sit here and talk to each other like teenage girls on the phone all day. Okay, hang up. That horrible idea that didn't work out was from Derringer. I don't know, probably shouldn't say his last name. Derringer, thank you for the idea to say that it was the car Christine. For everyone who's not seen that movie or read that book, sorry, you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh shit, this looks good. I got, okay, you guys listening live, you haven't heard this yet, but I did some carding calls the other night, and I told this guy that I was playing miniature golf in the parking lot, and I did like a trick shot off of his car, but I kept messing it up, so I kept repeatedly hitting his car with golf balls. He got really pissed. Anyway, here is a message that appears to be from him.
Roy. Hey, Roy, this is Joe. You just called me about dinging my car with golf balls. I don't know, like, if this is something you guys do often, you and Chad, but, you know, I Googled your number, and the first thing that came up was a YouTube video about surrounding cars with pylons and calling them about dinging their cars, so
yep.
That's pretty clever.
Thank you, Samantha.
I'm kind of a... I used to listen to Madhouse Radio.
What?
That was like years ago. So I don't know if this is a coincidence or what, but it looks like you're somehow affiliated with them. I'm just doing a little Googling here.
Wow.
New Mexico, Brad, and a bunch of other people. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to check this out, because this looks like some sort of prank show, which is hilarious, and I think I just became a part of that. And
yep, you're a victim.
I don't know, it's kind of cool, because I like this kind of shit. Jerky Boys, all that kind of crap, Madhouse, and now I don't know who you are, but...
Whatever.
I do think that's hilarious. Even though, how did you... Doesn't look like you're even in Chicago, so I don't know how you left a note on my car.
You'll figure it out eventually,
good
sir.
Good job, dude. You got me riled up. And, keep it up, dude. That's fucking hilarious. I might just put a couple signs on a few people's car myself.
No!
That's what it is.
Dingtober's over.
Like. So, anyway.
Dingtimber, I mean.
That was fucking hilarious, Brad Carter. And I'm going to check out, looks like you got a podcast and a live stream, so.
Yay!
Losers of America. I'm checking you guys out, dude. That's kind of cool. Later.
A new listener. That's crazy that we actually got one of Carlito's old listeners. And we converted him from Madhouse to PLA, so that's perfect. I'm stealing Carlito's listeners. This is great. Yeah, he got pretty pissed off the other day. He made fun of me for being 42 and still playing miniature golf. Sorry, Carlito. Don't hate me. Please don't kick me from the room.
Hi, Roy. My name is Angela. You need to give me a call back at 513. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Angela. This is Roy. I left a note on your car. About the...
Okay.
The car ding.
Uh-huh.
That was me.
All right, can I get some more information from you?
Okay, well, you don't have to have an attitude about it. I'm just calling you back because you left a message for me.
Oh, no, honey, I'm just walking. I'm sorry, I'm just walking.
Okay, all right.
I'm exercising.
I see, yeah. Well, so I'm from the National Bird Institute, and I was actually trying to catch a hummingbird that was hovering above your car.
Okay.
So that's how this all started, and I got like a mini trampoline out. And I kept jumping up higher and higher, and finally I fell on top of your car.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
Why would you jump that close to someone's car?
I just told you, because there was a hummingbird hovering above your car, and I was trying to capture him. For research.
Okay. Oh, okay. Can you, like, I'm actually walking, and I don't have a way to a pen or paper. You have my number. Can you text?
Well, I don't feel like texting. You know, maybe that's just your loss. If you can't take this seriously and write my shit down.
I am taking it. I am taking it seriously.
Well, it doesn't sound like you are. Didn't you bring a fucking pencil with you?
I'm on a walk.
Well, what if you need to write something down?
Well, I'm on a walk.
Why don't you just type it into your cell phone?
I wouldn't expect somebody that hit my car to call me back at 8 o'clock at night either.
What? It's not too late to call.
How do you know? How do you know what my hours are?
Well, you're out for a walk, so obviously it's not too late, you idiot.
You don't know me, though.
I know, but you're out walking.
I'm supposed to police handle your phone number.
Oh, good. I hope you do.
Have a nice
I hope you do,
day, you piece
mother
of shit.
Fucker. Eat shit, lady. She was still there. She heard that last part, too. So some guy named Funky Ostrich sent me that idea. The National Bird Institute. Mini trampoline. Makes perfect sense. Thanks for that one, Funky Ostrich. So that's all for the live show, you guys. That was a really short live show. That was just something I did on the end of another live show that I did. Possibly the shoe calls. I don't know. But since we're out of live ding calls, and I'm sure not going to set up shit here and make more of them, I'm going to play some old ding calls that have been requested. I got an email from a guy named Midget Mutilator, and he says, I normally start crying uncontrollably every time you announce you're playing an old call, but since you mentioned replaying a few requested carding favorites, there's one that I never felt received quite the epic fanfare it rightly deserves. On January 13th of this year, which I realize isn't too long ago, but damn it, you should still replay it, on an episode entitled Dancing Across the USA, you called some whiny winch in North Carolina who turned you over to this exceptionally cranky redneck guy who proceeded to yell at you over a red Camaro, remember? I actually don't remember that at all. I'm sorry, but I guess I'm about to, because I found this ding call that he's asking for. Anyway, Midget Mutilator, he says, I recall being mildly intoxicated and half asleep when that call started, and out of breath and in tears laughing by the end. I hated that guy from the minute he got on the phone, and hoped the whole time that you'd turn into a complete dick and was not disappointed. So that's a really nice review of one of my prank calls, Midget Mutilator. A prank call that I don't remember at all. I'm sure I'll remember it once I start playing it. But anyway, here it goes. Here is a carding call, and it's titled Free Repair Work.
Hi, Roy. This is Heather. I'm calling in regards to my car that you dinged. I would appreciate if you give me a call back to exchange insurance information at 919. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Heather. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Okay. I guess you need your insurance information and stuff.
Oh, well, I don't have insurance. Did you even see did you see the ding, though? It didn't seem that noticeable.
Yeah.
The one underneath?
There was guff and just hanging on there.
Yeah.
On the rear bumper.
Oh, no. It was in the... It was more like the muffler underneath the car. I was underneath your car. I was doing some work on it. And, you know, my ratchet, it just kind of, it scraped up the muffler. Because I was trying to loosen a bolt or nut or whatever they're called.
On that car?
Yeah, I was underneath. I was trying to, I was working on some things.
On my Camaro?
Yeah. I was doing some soldering.
Why are you messing with it?
I was doing some soldering and tightening up a few things. Replaced one of the belts.
Why were you doing that while I was at her, while my daughter was at work?
I don't know. I'm just kind of weird and OCD, and I don't know. I'm when I see something broke, I just want to fix it, you know. But yeah, it's just the ratchet. It scraped along the muffler, but you can't even see it because it's underneath the car. It's not a big deal, right?
What was the note about parking like a jackass about?
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of a blunt person. I was just pointing out that you parked like a jackass.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't really the reason, you know, that it happened. I was just underneath your car and just scraped up the muffler a bit. So
I'm finding that hard to believe.
What part?
Working on the car that's not yours, that belongs to somebody else in the Food Lion parking lot.
I don't know.
My stepdad works there as well.
That's what happened. I'm just telling the truth.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
Hello.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, I just, you know, I left a note on the Camaro because I kind of just dinged the bottom of it.
Yeah. I'm very well aware of the note.
Okay. Well, why'd you ask for? It was a dumb question, then,
well,
really.
Well, you're saying you hit it. Excuse me?
I said it was kind of a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question. Well, all right, well, first of all.
Well, I answered the question. You're like,
somebody like that.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, if you'll let me talk for a minute,
yeah, sure.
I'll get to my point.
Okay.
Now, you left
go
a call note on the car,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Saying you dinged the car. The scuff mark was not there until after you left the note there.
I don't know about that, because I don't think I left that scuff mark. I left the one underneath the car, I was underneath the car doing some work. I was replacing the timing belt.
So how did you hit her car with the ratchet?
Because I was loosening up this bolt nut thing. I don't know what they're called, really.
Well, if you're replacing your timing chain, that's in front of the car. That's in front of the engine.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would you even be anywhere near the back of her car?
Because after I worked on the engine for a bit from underneath, I moved to the back of the car, and I was just soldering some stuff together, and I put some duct tape on a hole in the pipe thing. Just improving everything overall.
You're improving your timing chain with duct tape.
No, right, no, I'm no, a, that's a, stupid. No, there was a hole in the muffler, and I'm not going to buy you a whole new muffler. So I just put some duct tape around the, you know, the pipe that goes to the muffler. So you'll get better mileage and stuff.
You put duct tape on your muffler.
On your muffler.
On her muffler?
Yeah, I was underneath the car doing work. That's what I'm saying.
Did she ask you to work on her car?
No, I explained all this to her already. I'm just a little OCD. And
well, explain it to me.
Okay.
I'd like settle to know.
Yeah.
Explain to me why you were working on her car.
I was just walking by, and I noticed that it needed some work, and I got underneath. I had my toolbox with me, and I just started doing the work on it.
You just happened to walk by a car and say it needed some work done to it.
Yeah, pretty much. I just, you know, when I see something broke, I like to fix it. That's just the kind of person I am.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay. What?
You see that red Camaro in the parking lot? Don't go near it.
Okay, well, I don't need to anymore. It's all...
Look, you said what you had to say. Now I'm going to tell you something, okay? Don't go near that red Camaro again.
Well, I walk by it every day.
Why do you walk by it?
Well, why not? Why, it's wrong? It's in a public place.
There?
Yeah, yeah, I get the carts and stuff.
You get the carts?
Yeah, that's my job. I get the carts from the parking lot. But it was a slow day the other day, so I just decided to help out. I would think you'd appreciate it. You haven't even said thank you yet.
No, sir. I don't think so. I mean, after the notes that you left on our car, that kind of offended me. And I'm going to tell you something else. I do know how to work on cars a little bit, and I have never used duct tape to put on a muffler. Never.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I didn't buy you a brand new muffler. Maybe you shouldn't complain about, you know, the free work that I did on your car and didn't charge you for it.
Dude, you didn't work on my car. You didn't charge me nothing because I didn't ask you to do nothing.
Why don't you just be happy
Nobody
that I helped?
Nobody asked you to do that.
Just be happy.
What do you mean be happy? Dude, I think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm a
Is
little
there
OCD.
Wrong with you?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe I like to just help people out without them asking. But most people appreciate it. I changed.
Can you say you work at that?
Huh?
What place? What's your place of employment?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. I don't need you coming over here. I changed your oil, by the way. I think you'd appreciate that at least.
You changed your oil?
Yeah, I changed the oil. For free.
All right, dude. All right.
You're welcome.
Look. No, don't. I am not going to accept your thanks. I'm not going to thank you for anything you did.
Well, you're just a shitty person then. You're just a shitty person.
I'm a shitty person. Let me tell you something. Dude,
hey, tell that lady to shut the fuck up. Tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up.
Whoa, hold on, man. Don't tell her to shut the fuck up, dude.
I know. I'm asking you to tell her to shut the fuck up.
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you.
Tell her men are talking.
I'm gonna tell you something. Officer Wool will be in touch with you, dude.
Officer who?
I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Is that a made up name?
No, it's not a made up name, dude.
It sounds like it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to the sheriff's department right now.
All right, to leave your wife at home so she doesn't try and interrupt while you're talking to the sheriff. Because, oh my God, she's irritating.
You don't tell her what to do. I'm going to tell you something. Don't you disrespect her. I will come.
Oh my God, tell her to shut the fuck up. You can't even yell at me properly because she won't shut the fuck up.
Dude.
I mean, really, she's so annoying.
Right, if you want to be this way, you want to be a smart ass, we'll play the smart ass game, okay?
Okay, you start.
That motherfucker is pissing me the fuck off.
Okay, Midget Mutilator, I guess I do remember that one, so thank you for making me play it. Hopefully you're a subscriber to the show, so you actually heard me play that one. But if you're not, it's your own fault for not supporting the show. That's what you get for being a jerk. I'm going to play one more carding call. This is one of my personal favorites that I'm pretty sure I forgot to play the last time I played a bunch of old carding calls. This is an epic one that Samantha did. Samantha from Canada. She put a note on this car, and then she took these traffic cones, not cones, the poles. They call them pylons, apparently, in Canada. But she put pylons all around the car. Like, she surrounded the car with, I think, four pylons. And then she took a picture of the car with a note on it surrounded by pylons, which I thought was amazing. And I don't even know where the picture is, or I would make that the art for this episode. I'm sure I have it somewhere. I'll try to find that and make that the picture for today's show. But here is a call by Samantha, either from 2011 or 2012.
Hi, you left a note on my car. Can you call me back at 649? I don't know. You left some note on my car, but I don't see any damage. So, call me back. Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Roy?
Yeah, what's up?
You're Roy?
Well, it's pronounced Wah. I'm...
Wah? Did you leave a note on my car about hitting a car?
Yeah, well, what kind of car did you have?
You don't know what car... It's a Honda Civic. It was a gray metallic Honda Civic. You left a note saying that you hit it, but I don't see any damage. Where did you hit it?
Oh, well, maybe the damage wasn't that great. I'm just kind of trying out this. I might have hit it a little bit. I'm trying out this whole new Buddhist thing where I gotta tell everybody about all my misdoings, and I might have hit it. I wasn't sure.
What do you mean you might have hit it? Because I'm going to report it to the police. You got to tell me what's going on.
Well, okay, I smoked...
If not, I'm going to report it to traffic services and Toronto police.
I smoked a spliff, right? So I don't really know if contact was made or not, because, like, I was feeling vibrations.
Did you put pylons around my car?
I wanted to make sure nobody else hit it afterwards. I really cared. Like, I really am sorry.
Where do you live? Do you live in Toronto?
Yeah, man. I didn't want to call you from my real number because I don't want you to call the police.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, I don't know where you hit it because that's what I need to determine. So you got to tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, I'm trying
because
to...
Because even if it wasn't your real number, you could still find your real number. But the point is, did you hit the car or not?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to tell you, man. I don't exactly remember, okay? I was high.
You don't remember.
I was high.
You hit the car. I'm sorry?
I was high.
Okay, so you're driving under the influence, and you hit a car that you're not sure if you hit about.
Well, I think I did hit it. But I wanted to stay on the safe side. I got out. I wrote you a note. I put pylons around your car so no one else would make the same mistake. And now you're fucking yelling at me like I murdered your baby.
No, I'm not yelling at you, but I'm just trying to get the information straight. Did you hit the car or not?
Well, I don't know how many times I have to tell you the same thing. You should be saying
thank you for
the pylons.
Do you have any damage on your car?
You should say thank
you.
Did
you have any damage on your car?
No.
So then you don't know if you hit it even.
Well, I think I felt a bump.
A bump where? What's
like,
the car?
I think I felt my body rise and fall as I went into reverse.
As you went into reverse.
I noticed that you haven't said thank you for the pylons.
Okay, what's your first name? Wah?
Wah.
Okay. Okay, I need to double-check my car, and I'll call you back, okay? Because I don't know where this damage is, so I'll call you back, okay?
I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, I'm sick of this show stuff. It's been over an hour now, and I am ready to quit. So goodbye. The show is over. Thanks for listening, and more importantly, thanks for supporting the show, hopefully if you're a supporter of the show. If you're not a supporter of the show, and you're hearing this anyway, you are a thief, and a swindler, and a cheat, and you really shouldn't be listening to this show unless you're a subscriber, motherfucker. I will be logging all of the IP addresses that download this episode of the Snowplow Show and cross-referencing those with subscriber IP addresses, which I keep all of them, of course. And if I see any unfamiliar IP addresses here, I am definitely going to be tracking down the information on those IP addresses and prank calling them. So be prepared for that if you listen to the show for free.
Not another long-distance company, always calling to save me dough. How's your savings? Ours go farther. We can switch you if you just say so. Call your mother, she might listen. I don't need you to waste my time. My phone is perfect, never better. Friends and family are doing just fine. Well, they promise I can reach the world, and they say that they'll throw in some perks. I'm busy, we're eating. You call a time of service is fine. I'm sleeping, I work late. You bug me to death, you people are slime. I wish you'd stop calling.
I think this call is a hoax.